This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Disgraced South Carolina attorney doesn't get away with it. The Supreme still deciding whether to axe Biden's student loan relief program, which paid an average of $42,000 plus to go to college. There are protests outside of the Supreme Court. What will happen there? Still a mystery. And a slew of other things that are bouncing around in my head and around this country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much, as always, for joining us on the show. Coming up also, we'll dip into the man cave. But first, let's talk about what happened in this trial of Alex Murdaugh. It didn't take long for the jury to convict him. 3 hours, just a little under 3 hours. He was accused of fatally shooting his wife Maggie and son Paul. They were found dead in June of 2021 at the family's hunting estate. Jurors deliberated, like I said, for less than 3 hours. This was a drawn-out case, 70 witnesses in all. Each of the two murder charges, by the way, carry a possible sentence of 30 years to life without parole. When the verdict, which was unanimous, was read on Thursday evening, Murdaugh was taken into custody, led away in handcuffs, was very stoic listening. The courtroom was silent, and a sentencing hearing is scheduled for Friday at 9:30 a.m. It's very strange. Last week, he took the stand in his own defense, testifying that he didn't murder his wife and son in what prosecutors said was a botched attempt to cover up his financial fraud. He said, "I didn't shoot my wife or son any time ever." He did admit that he lied to investigators about the last time he saw his family members, so it was wild to watch this unfold. In a very beautiful part of the country, South Carolina's Low Country, this Murdaugh family had a long history of being the preeminent wealthy family in that area. And you go back to 2019 when a boat allegedly driven by his then 19-year-old son, Paul, crashed near Parris Island, South Carolina, with five people on board, five of his friends. One of those on board, a 19-year-old, Mallory Beach, was killed. Four of the five survivors were hospitalized. His blood alcohol level was found to be three times the legal limit. All of this detailed in a fascinating three-part series on Netflix, and now it is all capped off with Alex Murdaugh being found guilty of the murder of his wife and his son. All right, what else is happening out there that we talked about earlier in the week? Is snow, of course. But even scarier, because there were scary moments with this snow, let's face it. I mean, look, it closed Yosemite and other California parks, and there were people had some really close calls, and there were accidents, etc., in various places where the snow piled up and so many highways were impassable. But tornadoes hit Texas and Louisiana. This storm was incredible that hit the South. I, of course, came 8 months ago from the area that was really hit. I had friends that I checked on throughout the night. We're talking about extreme weather. I mean, 35 million people across parts of the South and South Plains in the risk zone for those severe thunderstorms, and then the large hail and the tornadoes. And the tornado is the scary thing. And, of course, what do you see? These huge clouds that just stretch seemingly forever. And in Shreveport, Louisiana, one of my favorite places, inside a dry cleaning store, There were people inside a dry cleaning store when the tornado hit. They just described it as the wind started picking up, and in the, one woman who just, like, you know how you do this, right? You're right there. You know everybody. You go to grab the dry cleaning, and her kids were in the car, and the wind was so bad, she couldn't go. There was nothing. She couldn't go out. Her car was underneath the sign, and they said, if you go out, you're going to get hit by the sign. Luckily, the two kids were unharmed after the wind died down, but you looked around at the chaos, the glass everywhere, and what happened to that dry cleaners. It's so lucky that people were able to walk away from that. And this is what was happening in Oklahoma, Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, in that area, too. And Shreveport especially got it. And then there were power outages, 320,000 homes and businesses without power. Because we're still connected to the area where I lived, a suburb very close to downtown Dallas, I kept getting alerts, as did the hubs, that we couldn't drink the water, that the water had been shut off and that there were problems. So, look, 60 to 80 mile an hour winds is what we're talking about, miles per hour, across that Metroplex area. People were injured when four tractor trailers in a stretch of highway were blown over. And that was in McKinney, Texas. At the airport, you could see how they were hit at the airport. You know, where things were toppled over and ripped apart. And so there were a lot of scary things that that happened, those crazy, crazy, dark, dark, dark clouds, and so wide at the base, right? So fingers crossed we don't hear anything else about anybody's loss of life or any of that, but certainly there's going to be a lot of property that is absolutely damaged. By the way, the California National Guard in the San Bernardino Mountains on Thursday to help dig out the communities that are just socked in with snow. Nearly 100 inches of snow fell on the Lake Arrowhead and Crestline areas in the last couple of days. As someone who spent time up there, that's unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't even tell the streets. There was a local supermarket where its roof caved in because of the heavy snow. So a state of emergency for 13 counties, including San Bernardino County, Los Angeles, and Santa Barbara, state of emergency. That's just how bad it was. So it wasn't something to be dismissed like, oh, there's just a dusting. And there were areas that got a dusting, but that wasn't what the story was. The story is that it was how much snow also fell on areas where they may get snow, but never the amount that we're talking about. It's such a rarity to see that. And I mentioned the Supreme Court, the story, one of the stories of the week that people are talking about is student loans. Will there be a reprieve for some or not? The way the Supreme Court is looking and some of the things that have come out of the Supreme Court, I mean, these are early comments. It certainly doesn't look that way, but until there's actually an opinion, you can't say that for sure. If I were a betting person, I would say that's not happening. That it'll be bounced back, and that the thought will be that the president can't do that, can't erase that. And boy, the people have really piled up around the Supreme Court with signs saying knock down the, you know, student loans, etc., with the people that have been burdened by them. But I don't think they're going to get that ruling that they're hoping for. Man Cave next.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
AKA Woe Man Cave. Everyone's invited here, of course. And there's a lot to talk about, including this one. This is something I don't think I have talked about in the past, but I don't know if I've talked about it this week. Kobe Bryant's crash photos, that whole scandal, ended up really taking its toll on the taxpayers of California. $51 million all totaled. Vanessa Bryant fought for the rights for her family, and she won, and she should have. She sued L.A. County in 2020, won her jury trial in August, then got a $28.85 million settlement from the county to resolve her claims about what happened after nine people died in a helicopter crash in January of 2020, including her daughter and husband, Kobe, of course, NBA legend. And so the total bill is $51.3 million in settlements, including the settlement for the Bryant family that was announced on Tuesday. And it's just a great example of how a few public safety officers can have an incredible, enormous impact on the community they're sworn to protect, because they go, they realize he's famous, this unbelievable wreckage, they take pictures and they start to send them to people. And of course, she wasn't even aware of the death of her daughter or husband at that point, and that just sent her off in the direction of, we're going to go after them. There's just no way you do that, right? And see, some of that settlement of that 50 plus million included almost 20 million for the family of Chris Chester. He lost his wife and daughter in that same crash, and then the other families, there were some other families that got some money too as well. And what happened was specifically, so you know this, the county fire and sheriff department employees who responded to the crash, right? They were accused of using their personal phones to take and share photos of the dead crash victims from the crash scene without having a legitimate business reason for doing it. So the first responders shared and displayed the images for their own amusement or souvenirs or whatever. And so what do you think that's going to be? You're violating the privacy rights of the families. And that's what the attorneys said. So it was an easy win. I'm not surprised they won it, but there's a lesson to be learned there that, you know, that's just so sick and twisted in another way. But, you know, it's a whole different world and mindset when you get desensitized, when you're constantly at these horrific scenes, and then he's famous, and then that just sets it off in a completely other direction. It was absolutely wrong and should not have happened, and I'm not surprised that those families all were paid, because of course that's exactly what's going to happen. All right, what else is going on in the world of sports? Of course, we're knee-deep, so to speak, in spring training when it comes to Major League Baseball. And I mentioned this, I don't know if I mentioned it on one show, that I had the chance to go out and see the Philadelphia Phillies. They play in Clearwater. They have a great park, and they were playing the Minnesota Twins. And since I have that big connection to Minnesota with the mothership, I thought, wouldn't it be fun to go and see? And I really sat near for the first time, because usually I'm in a press box and I wanted to really experience what it would be like to just be at the park. And I have to say, the people from the Dakotas that I sat near and people from Minnesota were just wonderful. I mean, we had these great conversations about their Twins and about my Phillies and spring baseball and sports and the weather and all kinds of things. And there's something about spring training. It's just a whole different feel. But what's interesting about spring training is the Major League Baseball rule changes that will affect the season. And some of that is, of course, how much time you get to hit in the hitter's box and how much time you get to pitch. So there's now clocks that control that. And that's going to have an impact, I think, on the game. Bigger base pads. The whole idea is, what can happen in baseball? What can they do to make it more exciting for the fans? What can they do to make the game faster? Because that's one of the complaints of a lot of people. Look, during the regular season, you have games that happen in the course of a week. And if you want to take your family out to a game, you know, are you putting kids in bed at midnight and then waking them up 6 hours, 7 hours later? And some of that is because games drag on. And so should they be shorter? And how do you speed up the game without ruining the history of the game and all of that? So there's always been conversations. And with the clocks, I think it's interesting. And I think there's going to be times where it's going to affect the hitters and the pitchers, for sure. And watching the clock has become interesting. And of course, I was doing that, and so were the people around me. We're like, oh, you know, look at the clock, and they would just barely get a pitch off, or the hitter would be in there. The pitch clock is 20 seconds with runners on base. Base is empty, 15 seconds. So think about that. So, none of this roaming around, taking your time. You got to get that ball served up there. And I think that absolutely will make a difference in maybe some key moments of games, right? And it's going to speed the game up. There's no question about that. And they have shift restrictions. That's another thing that's going to happen, and that'll make a big difference as to shifting for hitters, and the bigger bases will make a difference. So watch that as we get back into the regular season. I saw it in the game that I watched. I saw a runner get picked off so much easier, and then I saw the limitations of that too, that at some point that stops. So pretty interesting, definitely. When it comes to the NFL in the off season, it's about, okay, so who's going where and what's going to happen when we get into the draft. And one of the stories that did come out, this is a guy that I did get a chance to interview twice in my career, Carolina Panthers founder Jerry Richardson. He died Wednesday at his home in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was 86 years old. He, of course, brought the NFL to Carolina in 95. His tenure with the team ended in 2017, but he was a big contributor in the beginning of this and, in the early days for bringing the team, for getting the team. He was ultimately forced to sell the team because of allegations of sexual and racial misconduct in the workplace, but before that, well, before that, in the very beginnings of his career and pulling the team in, the people in Carolina were really excited that they had the opportunity, and they're very supportive, of course, of the Panthers. Elsewhere, a couple of quick, interesting stories include, draft questions and predictions for the combine workouts, and looking at day one at the prospects and the dash times, the 40-yard dash, and like Kancey, 4.7 40-yard dash. That is fast, my friends. And speed, feeling the need for speed is a very, very big deal. If you think of the history of the combines and some of the players who moved up in the draft because they had some incredible workouts, this is big opportunities for anybody that is there, and they know they're being scouted, they know they're being evaluated, and hitting a big number in the 40 can make a big difference as to where somebody is drafted. So it's really fun to follow that. We'll have a wrap up at the end, because that's the best way to do it. We'll have a wrap up at the end of some of I have some friends that are there and what they're seeing. We'll have a wrap up of who looks really, really good. And there was, like I said, Kancey's run the fastest 40 by defensive tackle at the combine since 2006, and he's from Pitt, of course, 6'1", 281 pounds, and you can bet there's going to be a lot of people that are vying for what he offers, that's for sure. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Residents in East Palestine, Ohio, are making sure officials know they are angry and frustrated in the aftermath of last month's hazardous waste train derailment. They expressed their grievances Thursday evening during a public meeting that included EPA, CDC, and FEMA agents, as well as the Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson and a representative from Norfolk Southern. The two biggest issues among residents were health concerns and financial hardships caused by leaving their homes. Many said they were tired of hearing numbers about toxins and air quality. quality and wanted direct assistance with temporary relocation. One resident said he had to move his family of five into his brother's one-bedroom house, while another resident said he severely injured his hand and lost his job as a result of the contamination. Another week, another rise in mortgage rates. Freddie Mac says the rate for a 30-year mortgage came out to an average of 6.65% for the week that ended yesterday. Julio Flores, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, Claudette Betty. The book is called Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings, and she understands about this. She was in the middle of this. She talks about identifying traumas and how important that is in helping people identifying them and what a big, big, big difference that is. She worked in the psych arena and now in detox. And like I said, she certainly knows what she's talking about. Claudette, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me the road to writing this book. What was the motivation? Why'd you write it?
I wrote it because I noticed a difference. I was like 15 years in therapy. And after about 10 years of being in therapy, I noticed a difference in my behavior, my thinking, and my emotions. And I said, wow, you know, I think I'm starting to heal here. It's like I wrote an article about healing from traumatic child issues to become a different person, a healed person. And that, you know, really affected me. And I said, sure, I got to share that with people and let them know that they don't have to live in that traumatic state the rest of their life, that they can heal, but it takes a lot of work. And it was for me. And I have become a different person, you know, a transformed person.
Yeah, which is wonderful. And as you said, it takes a lot of work. You and I talked off the air, and you told me it's like a ton of bricks were lifted from you, and what a difference. You knew what it was. So, you know, in the title of your book, you say New Beginnings. So tell us more about the book and what people will learn.
Well, you know, they will learn basically where I work. I mean, I do a lot of admissions. And what I discovered was that a lot of these clients that I admitted didn't even realize they had been traumatized, because it was like a normal thing. They came from a dysfunctional family, and they just figured everybody was like that. And I did, too. I hung around with all people that had a mental illness, or, you know, parents were alcoholics and that, because it was familiar to me. And I'd like to get people to understand what traumatic events, how it affects the body, mind, emotions, and ultimately one's behavior. So I wanted to share what I learned and how I changed to become a transformed woman from a traumatic child.
So you can get the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, of course. Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings. We're speaking with Claudette Betty. Give us a little bit about, share with us, if you would, a little bit of how do you make that change? And, of course, people have to get the book and they'll be able to go deeper. But give us a few tools or what works.
Well, number one is counseling.
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know. They learn the skills, you know, as, you know, basically as a registered nurse and working in the medical field. I mean, I'm a holistic nurse, so I share alternative methods of healing. I'm a Reiki master and a shaman, so I share that. And I explain how I heal the different stages. Basically, what I needed to do, and was very hard, was to change. Because when you grow up in a dysfunctional home, you're getting dysfunctional negative thoughts, irrational beliefs, and, you know, it affects your emotions and your behavior. So I had to change. It took a long time for me to change my negative thoughts and my irrational beliefs. There are 12 irrational beliefs, and I had every one of them.
Wow.
So I have to change that, and it takes time. You know what? When I started to change my behaviors and my thinking, I felt like I was going to jump. I was jumping off a cliff, and I didn't know if I would land in the water or on rocks. That's how fearful it was, because the skills that I learned to survive worked for me. And I was scared. I mean, if I give up these, you know, survival skills, I mean, what's going to happen to me? How am I going to live? So that was the hardest part, really, for me, changing my thoughts and my beliefs, because of the fear of not being able to survive. I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Boy, you know, you think about irrational beliefs, and I guarantee there's so many people, they think it's their fault, they're not good enough. There's just so many things, I believe you're so right on that people carry around in their head, and it becomes, as you said, it's your armor. It becomes part of your armor. So it's got to be very hard to shed that, right?
Yeah, my therapist told me that I had Academy Award survival skills. She didn't know how the hell I came up with those.
But you had them, right? Yes.
I mean, basically, I could dissociate whenever I felt any kind of emotional pain. I could just go away. And it took a long time for me not to do that. Scary.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, disassociation, I think that's way more common than people realize.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it unbeknownst to them, you know?
Yeah, unconsciously, yeah, it just happens. Like, okay, I'm not dealing, I'm just disassociating, and the other people they're dealing with have no idea.
No.
Wow.
And I mean,
powerful.
There are so many of my clients that have been sexually abused, you know, just going through traumas and don't, they use drugs because they don't know any other way. So I tell you, I give my book away to the clients that come in that are motivated. Only if they're motivated, I'll give them the book. And they come up and they say they can't believe I went through that. And I look as well, because I'm 86. And everybody says I look 60. But that's because I got rid of my garbage can, you know?
Right. Right. You got to take out the garbage. I love that analogy. Yeah. So when people, and you're saying it really throughout this, when people read your book, Healing from Personal Traumas, New Beginnings, what do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take away some coping skills that will help them to heal and to not use drugs and alcohol and all this stuff that they take to numb. Basically, you're all trying to numb their emotions and their feelings. So they'll use the drug and alcohol because they don't know any other way. So that's basically what I want to share with them. There is an alternative way to deal with emotions and to change your behavior. Basically, the big thing is to change the behavior because it's so common. And it doesn't, a lot of it is just not effective, you know? So they start with changing negative thoughts, changing irrational beliefs, their emotions, they'll be able to handle the emotions with better coping skills, and then they'll change your behavior. So it's just a matter of making all those changes. And it takes a long time.
But you said it at the top of this, after you did that, what was life like for you?
Oh, God. I got remarried to a wonderful man. I have a really good marriage. I'm a better educator. I'm a better counselor, you know, because I experience all these things. So I can share some skills with my clients, with people, you know, my family. My daughter is a recovering alcoholic. It took a long time for me to get her to understand that she needed help, number one, that she needed to make changes in her life, number two, and to continue, you know, on the positive path that she developed. She had been in different recovery places too. So, like I say, it's just a lot of work. You got to be willing to do it, you know. And I, you know, my therapist took me to Antigua to work with prestigious therapists from around the country. And let me tell you, I had panic attacks. I dissociated, you name it, and cried because I had three suicides in my family. So I needed to let go of the grief that I felt because I never did. I didn't know how to do it that. So they allowed me to do it, and they held me, let me cry, you know, helped me to work through it. And I was a different person after I came home from that experience. It was a week intensive therapy. And that really changed. Yeah, it really made a difference in my life, yeah.
Wow. Well, you give people hope. I love that. Claudette, Betty, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you for interviewing me. Thank you so much.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
More happy to welcome to the show Cassandra Bishop. She's an author and she's written a book, King Solomon Street. It's a children's book, but I think it has such a big message. So we're happy to feature her here on, again, Author's Corner on America Tonight. Cassandra, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome, Kate. How are you?
I'm excellent. And I know your road has been so interesting into diving into writing children's books, as I said. How did that all start for you?
It started for me when I started teaching children, and I realized that a lot of children, character need building. So I decided to write books about building character, forgiving, and loving.
Has that been a fun ride for you? Has it been fun to do it?
Yes, yes, yes. I enjoy it.
So you come up with this book, King Solomon Street. Tell us about it.
I came up with the title basically from the Bible, King Solomon, rich man, was full of wisdom. And he gave a lot of people good advice. So that's how I came up with the title.
Yeah, and we like that story. Tell us in the book some of the lessons that children would learn.
Children learn to work with their peers. They learn to share. They learn to work with each other. For example, Sarah had to learn to give the best to the elderly lady that she did not want to. So she shared and she did the right thing. She gave the lady the best basket.
Yeah, and ultimately, there's so many deep lessons in this, but what's one of the lessons that would be a takeaway from the book?
I think the best lesson from the takeaway from the book is that parents are very important in children's lives. and they are encouraged to teach the children practical steps from the Bible that build their character. To forgive and gain friends, they learn to work with their peers.
Yeah, and how important is it, especially now we see that kids learn at an early age to work with their peers, because we see what happens in job situations of all sort, don't we?
Yes, we do. It is very important because the foundation of the children's upbringing is what builds their character in life as an adult.
Yeah. And in your life, you know, you went toward an education, you worked in the mental health industry. How did you, your background's interesting, and we'd be remiss not to talk about it. How did you get into that field, and what do you do?
I am, at the moment, a mental health counselor. I work with substance abuse, addiction, at the moment. And I got into that field because, again, I would love to help people.
And I bet it's rewarding for you when you see somebody that's able to come out better on the other side, so to speak, right?
Yes, it is so rewarding, especially when I see someone that comes in and they just look hopeless. They don't think they can do it. And I encourage them. I say, hey, because you are here, you can do it. And they actually do it.
And see, that kind of dovetails into you writing children's books, because you want to help children at an early age. You talk about the foundation, and the foundation would make a difference for a lot of people who find themselves as sort of lost souls when they're older. Isn't that right?
Correct.
It goes back to childhood and what the foundation was or wasn't there.
Yeah. It goes back to foundation because children learn how to deal with their peers, as I said before. They learn to share. They learn to forgive. They learn the importance of relationships.
For you, after writing King Solomon Street and other things that you've delved into, what's next?
Well, what's next is that I do have another book, and I am currently getting it illustrated. So that title would be Sunday School Fruit Day.
Ooh, give us a little sneak on that. What is that about?
Well, it's basically about a group of kids in a Sunday school class, and they learn about fruits of the spirit. And they go to the park, and they say Sunday School Fruit Day is a song, S-S-F-I, Sunday G, Sunday School Fruit Day. And at the tree, they see a boy that is homeless. And they ask the teacher, hey, can we give him our food? And they give him the food. And that makes the children very happy. And they walk away singing.
Wow. So that shows the a lot of things there. Kindness, the benefits you get from giving. There's so many themes in that. You can hear in your voice, I'm sure the listeners can hear it as well, how much you really are enjoying all the aspects of your life. And of course, King Solomon Street, Cassandra Bishop's book, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. Has this been one of the greatest adventures for you going into really children's literature?
Yes, I love to write a children's book. It's a passion that I have. It excites me. It makes me feel good to know that, hey, somebody's going to read this book and they're going to just enjoy it.
Did you ever think that you would be a children's author?
No. I thought I would write teenager books about love.
Well, it's never too late. You never know. But you jumped in there early to get to the children early. And, I mean, what a wonderful thing. And you talked about the illustrations. That's a big deal in children's books. Is it fun to go through that process, too, with an illustrator?
Yes, it is, because the illustrator takes time to understand my passion, what I want. And my goal is always to have multicultural individuals in the book, because the book is for everyone. And And working with the illustrator, he really takes time and say, is this what you want? Let me know what you need.
Yeah, so then it comes out the way that you want it. What do friends and family say about this adventure?
Oh, they're excited. Everybody bought the book from Amazon.
And that's the way it
My
should be.
My family's from all over the world.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be, absolutely. So when you're,
yes.
I just picture you in your everyday life looking for those little stories too, whether it's in the Bible or somewhere else. And is that true? Do you get some of the inspiration from what happens around you?
Yes.
Yeah, you could see that. You could see that in King Solomon Street, and boy, it is beautifully illustrated. So as I mentioned at the top, you can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Cassandra Bishop, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, Miss Kate.
A couple of quick minutes left in this show for some funny or maybe interesting mysterious things that have happened when we're talking about thousands of years old, like the hidden passages that have been discovered in the 45,000-year-old Great Pyramid of Giza. And then how about Japan finding 7,000 islands they didn't know they had? How's that happen when you think of islands? But it's true. I thought this was such a fascinating story and a perfect place to end the show on some of these big numbers, like I said. So digital mapping by the GSI in Japan found that there are really 14,125 islands in Japanese territory, more than double the figure of the 6,800 plus that was officially in use since 1987, which was a report put out by Japan's Coast Guard. So this week, the new figure with the surveying technology detailed that, whoa, there's all these islands they didn't know that they had. And now part of that is because you're looking at Japan laying claim to Russian-held southern Kuril Islands, which Tokyo calls the Northern Territories. And that's a big dispute that goes all the way back to the end of World War II. That's some of the islands that we're talking about. How about that? And we're talking, when they say island, something where you're talking about a land area with a circumference of at least 330 feet. So just in case you were wondering, what does an island mean? And then there's this story about the hidden passage that was discovered in the 4,500-year-old pyramid in Giza, which is so popular, and people love to travel there and look at the pyramids. Well, they've got this corridor, which is 30 feet long, and it's close to the main entrance of the Great Pyramid there, and it could lead to some more findings. They're saying, you know, this is one of the last seven wonders of the world, which is still standing. And it's just an incredible feat when you look at it. It's one of the places that I've always wanted to go and see. So sweet. Now we have this hidden passage. On that note, I'm going to bid adieu. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.